This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time now for our weekly check-in with Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. John, I want to talk about recruiting, specifically the wooing and the courting that happens when a college or university level coach has his or her eye on a hot prospect. In this case, a prospect is a 6-foot, 195-pound linebacker out of Florida. His name is Jesus Machado. He's been offered football scholarships from Michigan State, Alabama, West Virginia, North Carolina State, and Iowa State. And Jesus Machado is in eighth grade.
Man, think back for a second to you in eighth grade.
Oh, don't.
Nobody would have drafted me for anything that I know of. You're a mess. You're a hot mess at that age. So,
and you're a kid.
You are a child. I mean, a 17-year-old to me is still a kid. Mm-hmm. A 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, this is beyond crazy. But that's the kind of, musical chairs we have going on right now, that everyone's trying to get the right guys as fast as they can. And from Alabama's point of view, it's almost a no-loss situation, because if you bid on the guy and he ends up being all that, you can say when he's a 12th grader, hey, remember us? We were there on the ground floor. We're the first guy who loved you. And then if he washes out, watch them run away, because they will. So Alabama's got almost nothing to lose by doing this. In his case, of course, what it's going to do is warp any 13-year-old who's already been essentially drafted, if you will, by Alabama. It's that nuts.
And Michigan State. And
how you keep your head on straight at that point, I've got no idea.
Well, I mean, I to be honest, if I were this lad's mother, I'd be going, well, hey, it looks like, college is covered. I'd be excited at the prospect of the scholarship. But it's not. Explain exactly what it means.
This commitment, if you will, is lowercase c, is not worth Kleenex. It means absolutely nothing, and Alabama proves this more than anybody every year. Until recently, they did what's called oversigning, where they get 35 guys allegedly on scholarship down to their camp. In August, you've already committed to Alabama, you're about to be a student there, and they have them winnow down to the 25 scholarships they actually have to offer. So oversigning is a deeply cynical and damaging process that Nick Saban had mastered. What you're having on campus is basically a tryout for your team. So this poor guy might still have a commitment his senior in high school, get to camp, and Saban says, you know what, we found somebody better, screw you. Every single Big Ten coach in the last recruiting cycle made more than 100 commitments. Now, you know that 100 student athletes are not going to show up on your campus. So everyone's playing the same game. Why? Because guess what? The players also dive out. It's very analogous to your kids applying for college. Hmm. That, they might get into Michigan State and Kenyon and Harvard and who knows what else. They got to pick one out of that batch. And so they pick one. So the schools have got to do a game trying to figure out who's going to want to come to their school, how many are going to accept. And the kids got to play the same game of early admissions and all this other stuff, which is a cynical game also, by the way. Not as bad as this one, but this dance gets played out for other students as well.
In fact, we saw the story over the weekend. A defensive end from Toledo, his name's James Hudson, had committed to the University of Kentucky, which has been fishing hard in these Ohio schools. And then along came Michigan State and Alabama with scholarship offers. And the result was his message going, peace out, University of Kentucky, thanks, but no thanks. And you say, this, of course, happens all the time.
Daily. And look, I mean, it kind of has to happen. I'm on the kid's side of this one.
Yeah.
If you get one offer when you're in 10th grade from a so-so, a very bad football program, and better offers from better programs down the road, what should you do? I mean, if you're the parent of that kid, you do what's best for the kid. So it's a cynical game on both sides, but one side of it are a bunch of 17-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. The other side is 50-year-old millionaires. So I'm automatically more sympathetic to the 17-year-old kid. How do you solve this problem? It's actually very easy, and the NCAA wants no part of it, and that is allow them to have actual commitments. These commitments are they're not even verbal, by the way. I hate that phrase. It's actually an oral commitment, which means nothing whatsoever. I say let both sides say, if you want to commit, here's the national letter of intent. All right, go ahead and sign it now. And if the coach signs it and the player signs it, you are actually now committed. Anything short of that, you're dating. Okay? Mm-hmm. And dating's not marriage. Sorry. So it's not an I do. So call the bluff. And they don't want that because they like the system the way it is. It's to the advantage right now, largely, of the coaches.
Interesting. Good, interesting stuff. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Feels different when you're a parent, doesn't it?
Even at 8 months. Although I can assure you, he's received no offers yet.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.